It's the Christina LaFrance Show. Time to welcome 12 Radio's Long Island psychic medium, Christina LaFrance.
Welcome to 12 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. This is your host, Christina LaFrance, and you are listening live to the Christina LaFrance Show. Welcome, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Hope everybody is faring well. I have an amazing guest with me today, I'm happy to say. My 12.com colleague, Oliver Guttram Svensson. Did I say that right? No, I didn't. I demolished that. Oliver's here, everybody. I'm excited to have Oliver here with me today. We're going to be talking about everything that has to do with Valentine's Day, the good, the bad, the ugly. It's not your typical Valentine's Day show, but here we're going to talk about Valentine's Day via Capricorn and Aquarian energy. Welcome to the show, Oliver.
Thank you so much. It's so wonderful to be back.
Demolished your name.
Well, you know what? That's why, you know, I'm just Oliver, you know?
It's like Madonna.
And Cher, and, you know.
Cher more than Madonna, for sure. But definitely both. It's definitely a Cher vibe.
Right.
Yeah, so, I agree.
So that's why I just stuck with that. Then people, you know, they don't have to venture into my two very Scandinavian names, you know, so two others of the gam, all three of them, then they'll really go crazy. So
please, no more.
No more.
Oh my God.
I have just as many names as the royals, you know, so.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, not at all. Now I just want to be royal.
Yeah, exactly. Now you just want the money that comes along with it, right?
Oh God, seriously. Can I just have the taxpayers pay me all the time?
Oh my goodness. It's been a, I don't know, the energy out there. We got that full moon coming, right? That's tomorrow?
I would say yes.
Yeah, I think it's a full moon in Leo coming. So a lot of drama tomorrow, you know, as Leos are, very dramatic people, right?
Well, you know, I've heard that. I wouldn't know for sure. I think maybe.
I love them. I love them. That's my opposite sign. I love them. It's the complete opposite of, but I'm very dramatic because I have double Sag moon, Sag rising. So I fit right in with the Leos, with the drama, you know.
I love Leos. I really, really
I do.
Too. But I can tell you, if we were dating, now we are talking Valentine's Day, I would drive them crazy because while they're all passionate and all about looking their best and looking in the mirror all the time, and you know, I would be, who the fuck are you?
What are you doing?
What are you doing? Seriously, you think I can climb this mountain? Huh, try me.
Leo's in their hair, right? Oh yeah. My God. The first thing David said to me when he got out of the bed, he's working nights, so I had to kick him out of the bedroom. The first thing he said to me was, I got my hair appointment for Friday at 3. That works, right? I'm like, yes, darling, that works.
Yeah. Oh,
in such Leo fashion, right? His hair. Hair is very important to him.
No, I have to say, I have some of my best friends, they're Leos, and it's for life.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, they're like...
They're very loyal people.
They
yeah.
really are, and they're wonderful people. I absolutely love Leos. I do.
Yeah, I'm in a relationship with a Leo, but I have a Leo friend who I've been friends with for a bit now, about 10 years now, and she's a double Leo. I adore her. And my grandson is a double Leo. I adore him. And my two grandsons, one is a Leo, one is a Capricorn. I love Capricorns.
Yeah, you collect them.
I do. I collect Capricorns. But, you know, I die because, you know, I don't know. I just mesh with Capricorns. I mesh with Leos. So it's all good. It's definitely all good.
I do love that. I have to say that, you know, when it comes to female Aquarians,
yeah,
they are some of my favorites. Male Aquarians, but this also might be because, you know, they've sometimes have been my romantic interest, and that mm-hmm. is a, if
that's a mess.
Say this on air, it's a shit show.
It is a shit show. You know what? I think in general, being in a relationship with an Aquarian is a shit show. The women know, but the men, they're difficult. I was married to an Aquarian for 20 years, so I could speak on that. But
I mean, they talk about a Capricorns being cold. Man, meet an Aquarian and you're literally hugging an iceberg. So
I guess it depends, right? Too, because like a lot of people get surprised that I'm an Aquarius. Well, not really, but sometimes they do that I'm Aquarius. But Sag Moon, Sag Rising, right, is probably more dominant in my personality for sure, you know, and my communication planet's in Capricorn, so I'm all jacked up. Mercury in Capricorn.
Like me.
Probably why I love Capricorns, because I communicate like one.
You both have that.
Yeah, you have the Mercury in Capricorn as well, and the Capricorn sun, and you have all that Libra in your chart, so, you know,
that
David's
is
a Libra rising, yeah.
That is like, I wouldn't even say it balances me out, it just really messes with me sometimes, you know, because my Capricorn who wants to know exactly where he's going, and he's got a plan, and then that Libra comes in, are you sure? What if we go here instead? I'm like,
Yeah, and then you got me. If you have me by your side, then you're really in trouble. Let's do this, Oliver.
Now,
let's go on an adventure.
Now, do you want me to tell you why? Okay, I'm going to tell you why.
You should see David when I say that to him. His eyebrow raises up. He doesn't say anything. The eyebrow just goes up like, I have a feeling you're going to tell me anyway.
Oh, he's learned.
Oh yeah, no, he's learned. I don't, you know. No, he just amuses me.
I could tell you, David and I, we would sit there and have a very good talk together.
You guys would laugh.
Yeah, exactly. I can't wait to see you guys. I'm certainly like 2025 is going to be the year I'm taking a trip to the U.S. again and seeing everybody. But I'm gonna do the Grand Princess entry, Queen entry, you know, because I don't know what I'm gonna do, but it's gonna be spectacular because it's been so many years that I've really spent time in the U.S. because of everything that went down over the past couple of
fall. I know. Haven't seen you in the U.S. since before COVID. Remember we were in Brooklyn?
No. Yeah, exactly. The last time I was in the U.S. was I celebrated Christmas and New Year's in 2019, and I left just at the beginning of 2020. I went back to Toronto, and then I haven't been there since. Yeah, and I used to go every other month. I used to sometimes stay there for 2 to 3 months. I basically was never in Canada. So, but, you know,
yeah,
who wants to be in Canada?
But it's funny. You always forget that I'm Canadian. Stop insulting us Canadians, would you?
Oh, when people, they ask me up here.
You'll
so,
forgive
so,
me for being Canadian.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you can be from Planet Asshole. I still love you. You know, seriously.
You still love me, right?
Yeah,
you don't hold it against me that I'm half Canadian.
No, not at all. I don't hold it against Canadian
I'm
that you're Canadians.
Kidding.
I gotta tell you, though, I do love the Canadian people, but I mean, it is just so sad being here. Sorry. But at the same time, I gotta tell you, I thought it was going to be a lot worse because Mexico is my home. It's my sanctuary. That's where I love being. No, I am so happy when I'm there. So I thought it was going to be really terrible coming back here. But I have to tell you, you know, despite everything I've gone through since I came here, there's been a lot. That's a whole other story. I can write a whole novel about it, but I kind of sort of have found my groove here again, and things are starting to fall into a rhythm again. And I realized it was a good thing coming back because there's certainly certain things that I'm tying up loose ends, and that's good because that way I can wrap things up, and whenever it is time for me again to move back to Mexico.
Yeah. And you know what? It's probably what has to happen, right? And things will be a lot different when you get back there. I feel like I'm doing that with my life too. It's like every day I make myself like a little list because I'm such a horrible procrastinator. I don't know what it is with me. I hate getting on the phone and figuring things out and having to call the insurance company or the dentist.
I hear procrastinators are some of the most intelligent people.
Yeah, well, true story. I mean, but I'm still a horrible procrastinator. I'm really trying to, I'm trying to get a, you know, a
Hey,
little bit of
all I can tell
a
you, when you were in
jump on it.
Mexico, we always got where we needed to go. It may take a few detours, but we
We
always got
did.
there.
We did, and it was always fun, right?
Was an
That's
adventure.
for
It
sure.
was an
Like,
adventure. Oh my God,
yeah.
was it ever an
You know what it
adventure?
is? I guess because I'm a double Sag, like I just want to be playing and exploring. Like, I don't want to deal with the bullshit details of life, of making those phone calls or, you know, doing, like, if things don't work the first time, I'm like, oh, I guess the universe doesn't want me to pay this bill today.
That's
I just keep
funny.
moving, you know? But yeah, I mean, I'm just, you know, I'm like, I got these lists. I'm trying to, and David is very inspiring in that way because he keeps on top of things and, you know, he pushes me to come on, we got to do this. You know, you got to get this done. And, you know, I'm grateful for that. I definitely need somebody like that by my side. But, you know, I've been pushing against, like, I woke up this morning and I was like, I do not feel like getting on the phone with the insurance company. I don't feel like, you know, calling the dentist. I don't feel like doing this. But I forced myself to do it. That's like the new thing with me. Like, I've got to just, I don't know what it is, you know, what, I don't know. But procrastination is something that is a thorn in my side, but I'm coming out from underneath it, and I'm getting out of my comfort zone, and I'm pushing myself to do, you know, have my little lists. I don't make big lists because then I get overwhelmed by the list.
No,
So
I have to not. I have to start. See, exactly. So thank you. Hey, again, that's why we like each other, you know. Finally, you said it. You know, yes, when I see a list, I'm like, literally,
holy shit.
I see Mount Everest. I mean,
Yes.
you might as well, I'm like, yeah, I think I'm gonna climb that mountain tomorrow.
Yeah, I always say that. Ah, oh, fuck it, I'll do it tomorrow. Let me do this, or let me take a nap, or let's go
Exactly.
shopping online, or
Oh,
let's go
somebody wants to go
shopping.
out on a date. I think
Yeah, let's go
I'll
out
go.
for a
I'll go on
drink.
that date.
Margaritas sound better. I rather play. I mean, I'm being honest, you know. So that I think is a big theme for me in 2025, is to get more organized and hold myself accountable. You know, for the bullshit minutiae in life, you know, it sucks, but you know, it's just part of being a human, right? And it
Hey,
is what it
are you
is.
telling me we're going to be grown-ups again?
Yeah, you know what? I really don't like being a grown up. I think that's what my biggest issue is. I just rather play, you know.
Want to be a grown-up.
I don't want to. I just want to jump a plane to Mexico and go play for like a month, you know. But
Exactly. That's
yeah,
what we're
right
going to
now,
do.
you know, I'm
That's what we're
waiting. I'm
going to
waiting
do.
for the phone call that says I'm back in Puerto Vallarta, and you know.
You'll get there before me. I heard you were back here. Yeah, at 2 o'clock, not 5 in the morning.
I'll be ready. I'll be getting that Airbnb and I'll be all ready to go. But you know, you just say the word and I will make magical things happen. But we are talking about Valentine's Day. I was
Yes, we are.
trying to dream up a show for today. And you know, it's Valentine's Day on Friday. So, you know, I figured, you know, let's talk about it. You know, this is not your typical Valentine's Day show. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that you need to buy yourself flowers and candy and, you know, you need to chin up on Valentine's Day, no matter what the circumstances in your life. No, I'm not going to say that. You're talking to an Aquarian, and my co-host is a Capricorn. We're going to be
It's
going
like,
against.
yeah, by the time the show's over, you'll be crying. So I hope you have
We'll
Kleenex
cry with you. Don't worry about it.
with
I think the message that me and Oliver want to convey today about Valentine's Day on Friday is whether you are extremely happy in a relationship and, you know, people are like, oh, you're happy, you're in a great relationship, you're going out to dinner, you're doing this, you're doing that. Yeah, fuck it, have a good time. If you're miserable and single and you hate your life right now because you're single, be miserable. That be whatever it is that the universe is calling forth for you to be. Maybe you're happily single and you're happy to be by yourself on Valentine's Day, or maybe you're going to go out with your friends. I
Exactly.
don't care what it is that you're going to do on Valentine's Day, but whatever is happening in your life, embracing it, I think, is more important than trying to force yourself to be happy on this Hallmark made-up holiday. That's how I feel.
Exactly. You know, and you know what? I was in a relationship. We went out for dinner on a Valentine's date, and it was the worst dinner I ever went to.
Yeah, they usually are.
Yeah, and I'm like,
Well,
it's so built up on Valentine's Day. Oh, he buys me flowers. I'm like, yeah, he should do that fucking every day, you know?
Exactly.
Well, I'm not that much into flowers because I killed them, you know. So
I am. I love flowers. I love them.
So I love them. They're pretty and all that. But for the love of God, they see me and they go
they shrivel up.
So immediately they're like, "Oh my God, he's too seriously." Even that one, we can't cheer up.
No, I think that this holiday just puts like a hell of a lot of pressure on people.
It does.
You know, like, what are you doing on Valentine's Day? You know, I don't know. I think it would be really refreshing to hear somebody say, I'm going to be fucking miserable. That's what I'm going to do.
Well, you see, the funny thing is, Christine, there's a lot of these Hallmark holidays that I did not celebrate growing up. So no. I've been sort of oblivious to it. I remember when I moved to Israel, I had no clue about Valentine's Day. But because it's Israel, very connected to the U.S., they were, of course. Yeah. And it was Valentine's Day, and I was supposed to go on this date. He came and picked me up from the studio where I was at. I didn't even know. He said, "Oh my God, it's so wonderful we can go out today." I said, "Why? You don't have to get up and go to work tomorrow." It's like, "No, it's Valentine's Day." I said, "What day? Excuse me?"
Oh my God.
And so I was in my 20s. And I was in my 20s, you know, going, "What?
The hell is Valentine's Day?"
Exactly. I'm like, "Well, okay. Well, let's pretend that it's really special then. You better behave."
I don't know. I feel bad when, and listen, I have been single and miserable on Valentine's Day. I've experienced that. I think a lot of us can attest to that. And I just, you know, and I've been happy on Valentine's Day, and I'm happy this Valentine's Day. I'm in a great relationship with somebody who I love to death. So I mean, I've experienced all of it, you know.
Yeah.
I've experienced like just, you know, being disappointed. I've experienced being miserable. I've experienced being thrilled to death. I've experienced all of it. But I just think that instead, like when you see these women talking about buying themselves, I mean, listen, you want to buy yourself flowers. I mean, I'm not going to tell you not to do that. Obviously, if that's what you want, you do it. You know, I'm not going to be miserable. You know, being in a relationship doesn't define me, all that, you know, and whatever. Mm-hmm. There's a grain of truth to some of that, right? But I just feel like wherever you are strategically placed on this Valentine's Day, I feel like you should just embrace it and be okay with it. Like this, it is what it is, you know. This Valentine's Day, I'm gonna, you know, sit at home on the couch and, you know, watch movies and cry, and think about how miserable I am right now. And if somebody called me up and said that to me, I would say, good for you, you know. Like, do whatever you need to do to embrace your emotions. I think that we are taught way too much to cover up our emotions and to cover up and lie about, you know, how happy we are or how sad we are or how miserable we are, or how ecstatic we are. You know, it's like, I even, you know, would find myself feeling a little weird saying, "Oh wow, you know, I'm perfectly in love on Valentine's Day." You know, like it's like we try to cover up, whether it's good, bad, right, or wrong. But I don't think we should do any of that. I think that we should just be where we are at in the moment. I think that embracing each moment as they come to us is a lot healthier than trying to cover it up. What do you think, Oliver?
I think that's exactly what we need to do. But what sort of brings it home to me when you say that is that that's something we should do all the time.
Yes, 100%.
But of course, a day like Valentine's Day maximizes it. It's all like putting a magnifying glass all over it, right? But but it's a good practice to, you know what? You're allowed to be who you are. Yeah. You don't owe the world an explanation for your bad mood or your good mood or your whatever, or your tears or your laughter. You know, you don't owe the world an explanation. Sorry, If the world can't handle the way that your world is shaping up and the way that is looking on a Valentine's Day, well, then the world needs to go and take a good look at themselves, because I'm going to sit here and eat my ice cream, and I'm going to sit here and I am going to eat my ice
cream,
and I'm going to cry while watching Bridges, and that's it.
Exactly. I mean, I remember
Beaches,
one time,
or whatever it's called, Bridges.
Beaches. Yeah, that's a great movie. I remember one time being at like a family party, or I don't even think it was a party. Maybe it was like an engagement party or something to do with marriage. It wasn't a wedding, but it was like an engagement party, I think. And I remember being happily single and had this big smile on my face. And one of my relatives just was pushing every button.
Like, yeah.
Oh, is it hard to be here watching, you know, a happy couple be engaged when you're just like newly separated, or you're by yourself? And how is it to go to parties by yourself? And I couldn't imagine being by myself and rah, 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 going on and on. I'm just sitting there thinking to myself, you really want me to be miserable, don't you? You know, really, yeah. And I just remember sitting there laughing my ass off thinking, oh my God, like everything that you probably shouldn't say to somebody who was newly separated, this person just vomited onto me. And I just kind of looked at her like, I need to get away from you.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Like, I was perfectly content with where I was in my life. But it's like, I think that the world, like a lot of people have these notions that we have to be at a certain milestone at a certain age, or we need to... You know, and you know, of course, I'm always, you know, being an Aquarian, I'm always, you know, flipping that on its ass, right? I mean, I just, you know, and listen, were there times when I was single and by myself and having to go to a wedding or one of those things and feeling like, oh, I don't want to do this? Yeah, of course that's happened to me. But it's like, you know, I think that embracing every moment, and like you said, what we're talking about should be practiced on a daily basis. And that's part of being in the now, right?
Yeah,
those are deep teachings of being in the now is, you know, when we fight whatever is currently, you know, circulating around us, whatever energy is around us, if we fight that, if we fight that we're in pain or that we're not happy, or, you know, that we're not happy with our circumstances, everything that we fight fights us, right? And becomes bigger.
Yeah, exactly.
It just makes us miserable.
Well, I mean, what you resist persists, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Like, I mean, that's absolutely one of those classic ones, you know, we have tons of them.
Dr. Wayne Dyer.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like one of those very classic ones, and we all have, there's a lot of them out there, but sometimes they do speak truth. They do.
The oldies are the goodies.
Yeah, exactly. But I have to tell you, I mean, I still don't give it a thought that is Valentine's Day on Friday. I know it's coming up because it's also my dad's birthday, right? So I know it's coming up. I know it's right around the corner. But I'm like, because I don't have any plans. What am I going to do? Probably what I do on Friday nights anyways. Go out with friends or maybe not. Just sit at home. And these days I work a lot. I'm workaholic these days. I do all my creative stuff.
Capricorn.
Well, it finally hit me that see, that is that whole notion, you know, that I heard years ago. I heard years ago that when you hit your first Saturn return, you revert to your rising sign and you act more like your rising sign. And then when you hit your second Saturn return, you go back to your sun sign. So basically, I'm going through my second Saturn return, right? So I'm back to my Capricorn roots here, and you can tell because I'm so into my work right now that I forget to eat. Time does. Then tell me, you know. Then set an alarm. I forget to set an alarm.
I used to do that.
Yeah.
Set up, you know.
Yeah. But it's so much fun. It's so much fun. I have so much fun doing it. So.
Yeah. How's my sound? My microphone went off for some reason. I don't know why.
Well, I've heard you all along, but there is a little bit of a scratch here and there, but it's not major. So
okay.
So I don't even know if the listeners can hear anything. It may just be me. So
yeah, I want to try to get back with my microphone.
Because I've been in microphone hell too, you know, because I have this new headset here that's, I didn't know I bought it for gaming. Lately, when I buy things, I have no clue what I'm buying. I ordered way too fast, so I have to send it back, right? When it comes, like, that's not what I ordered anyway. So I bought these headsets. They're fantastic. I love them. But they're pretty much made for gaming. So it comes with 200 different settings, and I have no clue what I'm doing. So sometimes, you know, it blocks everything, and then it blocks everything. I can't unblock it, and I don't know what I'm doing, and... Oh God, yeah.
Yes, too much. I know. I do the same thing. I'm an impulsive purchaser. I do that. Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know what's been happening lately, because I can't even blame Mercury, but I have literally been in technological hell this past week. On Wednesday, I was going to do my show. I had prepared it all. We were going to talk about Tartaria, the continent that's either a myth or not. And I had it all down. I was going to edit it together. I mean, could I even get the program out that was going to edit it? No, the files that we're going to download, they decide not to download suddenly. And I mean, it just kept going. And then my computer, I'm like, what is going on? And then I woke up, it was Thursday morning. And I thought, because my phone has been acting a little weird. Then I saw on my phone, there's something about that was called repair. I thought, oh my God, that's a good one. I should check that out. I've never seen that before on my phone. So I click repair. It locked everything out. I couldn't use my phone.
Oh, my God.
For a whole day. Oh, I was like, what the fuck am I going to do?
Yeah, it sounds like a shit show. I know.
It was a shit show.
Yeah. There's definitely something going on with Mercury, why things were so wacky. I just, off the top of my head, can't think of it. But, yeah, things have been... I don't know. It's been like a little mini retrograde, you know?
Yeah, true. Yeah, it felt that way. And I'm usually the first one to say, oh, God, Mercury retrograde doesn't bother me. And it usually doesn't. I swear, I travel during Mercury retrograde. It never fails. And I always get there on time. I don't know. But yeah, you know. So... Valentine's Day. So what about Friday? Are you guys doing something special?
God. Friday, what are we doing? David's going to work. He's working nights, so he's going to work. And I think he doesn't leave for work till 8:30 at night. But I think I'm going to be babysitting on Friday. That my two grandsons, who are 4 and 18 months old, 4 years old, 18 months old, and they're
so
definitely
cute.
Rambunctious. So, yeah. So I'm going to bring some Valentine's Day goodies and gifts. And I think I'm going to buy like a little Valentine's Day cupcake kit, you know, to make cupcakes with them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we'll order pizza or something. David will probably stop in and hang out with us for a little while. But I think our Valentine's date night will be on Saturday. Where we were just talking about it earlier today that we're going to try some new seafood restaurant. But yeah, okay. So we're going to celebrate on Saturday, which is
fantastic.
Nice. Yeah, because going out on Valentine's Day, I don't know if you've ever done it. Well, you said you have. It's a shit show.
Yeah.
Food is always terrible. It's crowded. It's, you know, it's so
like they're like, oh, they're in love. They eat anything. Did I tell you about this time I was in when I was in Italy and I was sitting at this restaurant, and did I tell you this story? And
I don't think so.
They ended up being three couples there, you know. They were absolutely couples. There was a young couple, and then there was like a middle-aged couple, and then there was an old couple, okay? And I was studying them, and I was like, oh my God, that's what it was. That is exactly such a beautiful description of being in a relationship. The young couple were all over each other, and lovey-dovey, and lasagna, spaghetti, you know. And the middle-aged couple, they were sitting there looking like it was a chore they were there. At least they had wine, and they had a little bit of a conversation, you know, and looked like they were at least on talking terms. The old couple, I swear to God, they looked like they could kill each other. Like, why are you not dead yet?
My God.
It was hysterical. I was like, oh my God. That is like the evolution of a relationship in Italy, apparently.
Oh my God, that's hysterical. You saw the tears of it, the three tears. Yeah, I often wonder when I see older couples like that that look like they hate each other. Like, I often wonder, like, why? Like, why?
Yeah.
Why are they still together?
But then if you try and interfere, oh no, they love each other. Oh my God, they couldn't live without each other.
Exactly. They couldn't live without that misery.
Exactly. Because it comes a time in life where you get used to it, right? So, God, you can't even imagine what it would be like not having it in your life.
It's true. My in-laws were such a perfect example of that. My ex-in-laws, they bickered every day of their lives. I never saw these people not have an argument or some kind of bullshit going on. And I mean, my ex-mother-in-law passed away like 6 months ago, and I've never seen a man so miserable, you know. And I often think to myself, like, gosh, you know, I wonder if he, you know, regrets, you know, but I don't think so. I think, like, some people just seem that they think that to be normal, you know, but maybe that is their normal. Who am I to judge, you know? But
well, it's interesting because some people don't see it that way. I remember the ex I had that I also had that horrible Valentine's Day with, you know. I mean, we had a big fight once, and I was really yelling at him because I just had it up to here. And when we talked afterwards, I said, you know, no one ever makes me yell because I hate yelling, and you make me yell. He's like, no, you didn't. I was like, what the hell? What? Which planet was I on, and which one were you on? Because I was on planet yelling.
it's interesting though, because it's like we've all been involved in relationships like that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And, you know, and sometimes we look around us and that's all we see other people doing in their relationships, you know, via the law of attraction, right? But, mm-hmm. And especially if we were raised in a lot of chaos, we think that it's normal, right? We don't, you know, I just remember thinking like, I was so used to people talking shit about their significant others, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, having these conversations about how horrible they were to them. And I remember sitting there one day going, you know, I hope one day I'm involved in a relationship where I don't want to talk bad about, or I have nothing really bad to say about my significant other. Because I thought it was such an odd thing, you know, that was just so normal in society, right? And, I don't know. I just, me and David always laugh because I always say, I don't really have anything bad to say about you. Thank God.
Exactly. Yeah. No. And it would be horrible. I mean, I don't know if you've had some of these clients sometimes that call you, you know, and they call you a couple of times, you know, they complain about their partner and they complain about their partner. And I have been a little bit more forthcoming over the past few years here, where I've been a little bit more, well, not forthcoming, but a little bit more outspoken, speaking my mind. And I say, well, why are you with this person? Apparently
it
you are
shuts
having,
them down right away,
you are having such a terrible time. Why are you doing this to yourself?
Yeah. I think sometimes people need to hear that, but I think that that's the difference when we're in relationships that are karmic, right?
Yeah.
And listen, a lot of us are in karmic relationships, and I know that I was in one for a very, very long time.
Yeah.
And having the guts to release myself from it, because it takes a lot of guts to leave long-term relationships, right?
I so know that. I totally get that, and I understand it. But when it's the same story you hear over and over again,
yes,
and nothing seems to move just an inch, then I think you're entitled to say, well, you know, at least, because I don't think I'm doing anybody a favor by just
you're doing the
there.
Right thing.
Yeah,
because it's almost a little wake-up call that you're giving that person to say, listen, we could sit here for a half hour and listen to you bitch and complain about the same crap over and over. But the awareness really is that the shackles that you have on you, you have the key right in your pocket.
You know what?
You can release yourself from that.
You know
that, that's a good counselor who says that.
Christina, it is a wake-up call for them, you know, but it becomes a no-call for me, you know? So just...
No,
but
it's
I ran to feel better about myself saying, you know, like, listen, if you like, because sometimes, you know, like, we need to hear these things. I mean, not
we do.
And it's not that I'm the person who goes out and tell people this, and because I usually don't interfere with people's business if they don't ask
of
me
course
to,
not. Yeah,
you
of
know,
course.
And because this is something that people need to figure out themselves. Right. but I'm not afraid to, you know, if when I hear a story and I hear where it's coming from and what's really going on, you know, because oftentimes you only get obviously one side of the story. So,
right.
You know, and as to say, it takes two to tango, you know, you can only come from that point of view, you know, but if it becomes a repeat of itself and there's a lot of things that are similar and they tend to come up all the time, then I think that, you know, you're doing a disservice by just trying to engage
100%,
the person all the time.
And you know, I'm known for speaking out in that manner because, you know, I think in the beginning when people, I think everybody's got to make their story sacred, right? To get to the root of things. But when it's on repeat, and redial and over, then it's time to come off the merry-go-round. And sometimes you need somebody to sober you up you know, I think what happens is we get caught up in that drama. And a lot of the times people don't realize, and I didn't realize it myself, you know, and when I did realize it, it was sobering to realize that it's almost an addiction, right? And it's just a way of life that you get used to, and it's addicting.
Yes, it is an addiction. You're absolutely right. Wow, well said. Yeah, because that's what it becomes.
Yes,
and anything can become an addiction. And it is like a fix, you know.
Yeah, it's true. And, you know, it's interesting because being in the type of relationship that I'm in now versus what I was in, I sometimes look around and think, wow, you know, like,
was this really possible?
Is this too good to be true? But it is. It's like when you are able to do your mending and walk away and break cycles, karmic cycles, is when you start to see different ways of being able to live, right? Live in a lot more peace. Because I was used to living in a war, you know?
Yeah.
And I think when you start taking responsibility for yourself, because I think that a lot of people get stuck in the place where they're bitching about their partners, but it's like you said, like it's like you've got to take a deep breath and realize that I'm bitching about something that I am actively participating in willingly.
Yeah.
You know? And a lot of people, that's hard for them to hear. They don't want to hear that they actually don't have to do this. And when you start to realize that you're in relationships that are like that, those karmic relationships, when you start to realize that you're the one who actually holds the key to releasing yourself, that's a whole nother place that puts you into fear, right? And it's like a cycle that you have to go through, and to follow through with that is not an easy thing. It's a very difficult thing, you know?
No, you're absolutely right. It is not easy. It really isn't easy. And I don't pretend it. I mean, I've been in those relationships myself. I mean, it's like my evolution in when it comes to all these relationships, because they never really happened for me over the past. Nothing that I really wanted. And it finally hit me. What if I just love being single? Because I do. I mean, I don't have to answer to anybody, you know. And finally, it just happened. I am so happily single. Yesterday, because I'm starting a program here in order to tie up some loose ends, and I just had to give some information. And she asked me, "Anders, so are you married? Are you single? Are you divorced?" I was like, "No, I'm happily single.
I'm ecstatically single."
I think that's exactly what I said. And she laughed.
But it's true. I remember being single and being a little bit like, oh God, you know, and it was weird because I was single for a long time, but nobody knew it.
That's right.
I would never tell anybody. Yeah. Like you knew, but like I would never tell anybody. You know, like I was undercover single, like, you know, living this life that
undercover single.
Yeah, I was hidden. But then, you know, I guess I just didn't want to deal with any of the bullshit of, you know, people saying, well, why are you doing this? And why are you doing that? And I just, you know, because I needed to.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I think a lot of us do this, but we don't realize that we're doing it. But we have a lot of control over our future in terms of how what pace we're going to move at.
Yeah,
so that was my way of controlling the pace in which I was going to make these changes in my life. You know?
Wow, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, and it took me a while. It took me a long time to unwind from that and to, you know, finally be vocal about, hey, you know, I've been single for, you know, quite a few years and I'm actually starting to date, you know what I mean? Like I started to go public with it and everybody was like, huh? You know what I mean? And
exactly.
I mean, and it was a slow process, but I think that's the way that I had to handle that for myself, right? But yeah, I mean, once I was single, I at one point, I think we were in Mexico. I looked at you and I said, I fucking love being single.
Well, they were all after you. They were like, seriously, yeah. I mean, you barely got off the airplane. And seriously, more people, no, my bed upstairs has seen more action. And it's not from me.
Well, that was, well, anyway.
Well, you were not the only one, I can tell you. Everybody who came to visit me had more action up in that bedroom than I.
Oliver was like, I haven't had anybody back to this house.
Seriously, there is no rump for me here, you know. It's like, God, good for you guys.
Oh, my God, but we were doing single correctly. Like, we were just having fun. And I think the freedom of being single was just like, this whole, I don't know, I felt like I was let out of jail, you know, because I wasn't happy, you know, and it's different now that I look back at, you know, when I was married versus this new relationship that I'm in, you know, we're barely in it over a year. And it's like the difference, it's like I'm happy to wake up in the morning and see my person, you know, and it's like, I can't wait till my person comes home and, you know, we give each other space and, you know, we're not like, there's none of that. Like, I'm not going to say it's perfect because obviously it's not. We do get into our little bickers here and there, but it's so different when it's not karmic, right?
Yeah.
And when you do the work and you do the healing, I think it's like, I remember being married and just thinking, this is it. Like, I'm never going to leave this relationship. Like, it's too hard to do that, you know?
Yeah.
Because you have to face yourself. You know, and once you realize you have to face yourself, that's hard, you know?
Oh, it totally is. It totally is. Now, my experience.
I love that you're talking about embracing being single because I think that a lot of people, they get so wrapped up in wanting something else that they make that time when they're single so miserable. Right.
Yeah. And I am actually loving. And the funny part, this is the irony of it all. I only belong to one. I'm only on one dating app or in our little gay world here. We probably call it a hookup app, whatever. And for some reason,
been on one of those.
And your nose is getting a little longer. And then when this app, you know, I came back from Mexico and it tells you also when you're traveling and it looked like I was visiting Toronto, right? So it was hysterical because there's a little green plane airplane that's on there and you can go in and change it so people can see you're not just visiting, right? I didn't bother, you know, and I swear, and it says clearly not looking for a relationship. I'm not. I have never been more popular. I spent the day, literally. I mean, I can time it when I know they're coming out of the woodworks and they all want to get together and la 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 la. And then they all, it's so intrigued, like, well, I hope Toronto treats you well. I said, well, I hope too. It does. You know?
But I think too, it like releases expectations. Like, I think even when
No, it's like gay people, they are in fear of commitment. Oh, my God. As long as it could be a fling or a hookup, then it's fine. Oh, God, he's visiting or whatever. He doesn't want a relationship. Oh, yeah, that's great.
Is that why you used to tell me that I was definitely a gay man while I was single?
I don't think I've ever said that.
I think you have. But I had the most amazing time. And I remember One of my girlfriends was like, you should, this was my double Leo girlfriend. She was like, you should write that you're not looking for a relationship and that you just want to have fun. And I'm like, you know, it's different when a girl writes that. Like you got to be careful.
You don't even have to write that. Just say that you're not looking for a relationship. Oh my God. I swear. And then some of these particular people that I've been out with actually on a date and stuff like that, or just to see if there was anything, they can't stop calling.
Yeah, I think it just is like
And
it.
I'm like, what did I spray myself with? Not available? And that you find attractive?
Yeah, I think, you know what? I think a lot of people too are confused about what they want and they don't want to put it on the table right away. So it takes off the pressure, right? And it's like, I don't know. Like, I think I used to write my dating profiles, like, I'm not really sure what I'm looking for, but maybe when I find it, I'll know, you know, because it was true. I couldn't be nothing but truthful, right? I mean, honestly, towards the end of my singleness, I just remember being like, I was just done with the dating. Like, I went from being terrified to go out on a date to being a professional dater, like, no problem. I didn't even get nervous when I was going out on a date. And I actually enjoyed meeting new people and it was fun, right? But towards the end, I just got like, I got sick of it, you know, and I was just like, oh, I'm so over this. Like, I'm deleting all these apps. And that's actually when I met David, when I was ready to delete my app. And then I saw him and I was like, oh, I don't know. He's kind of cute. A Leo? Oh, no. I don't know if I could date a Leo. Like, I definitely could be friends with a Leo, but I don't know if I can date one. But I don't know. I just was like, all right,
Of
let me like
course
his
you
profile.
can. The best thing is that Leos are so good in bed. What? But they are.
They truly
Are
are.
you crazy? They wouldn't.
They're
They would.
amazing
They don't
lovers,
want to be
yes.
caught dead. You walking out into the world and you and somebody asks you, "What is the worst sex you've had?" Oh, with that Leo, you know, they would not be caught dead
No, they
hearing
would
that.
die. They
Yeah.
would
So
die. They'd rather
when they
die
would
than
so
that
when
being
they jump
said.
into bed with you, you will see heaven, stars, and fireworks.
They bring their A game. They really do.
I love it. I love it. That's the one reason why. Oh my
Me
God.
too.
Bring me a Leo anytime.
They are definitely bringing their A game with
If I
that
could have a
beautiful
Leo on
hair,
call, you know, that would be enough for me.
oh
On
my God,
speed
that's so
dial.
funny. I can't, you believe we're 5 minutes out from the show ending? It goes by too fast.
Because we have so much fun talking about relationships. You know what's actually really funny? What your mic does? Sometimes it turns into this demon voice, like, and I'm
No,
like,
come on, that's happening.
yeah, a little bit, but I'm always like, oh, what are we talking about, guys? You know, just.
Oh God, I can't wait to hear the replay of this. I don't know what's happening with my computer. I got to figure this out.
Oh,
I'm
don't
just
worry.
too lazy to do it.
I've been in the same place. Last week was just, and you know, and that was the second week in a row where I had a replay, I think. And I was just like, this is not good. I was so happy getting started, you know, and
I
I
know
was
that happened to
really,
me too, I think for 2 weeks in a row, but it's like, I don't even know. It's like, I know that I need to like clean this computer. It's really a new computer, but I got to clean it out. It's got too much junk in it. I don't know.
Because I'm
I'm
doing all
just.
this graphic now, you know, my computer is really like, it doesn't even know what I'm doing to it. It goes, you know, and I'm like, okay, really, is it that bad? But yeah, it's so, but I'm having so much fun doing all this graphic.
I think my computer wants me to go to Puerto Vallarta.
I think my computer wants to go to the Puerto Vallarta. It's asking, when are you moving back home? I was like, well, first I gotta get my dog. Oh, that's the only relationship I want to be in.
That's a really good relationship.
With Marco Polo. That's it.
Yes. I agree. I agree. Are you still
So,
speaking to him on, do you still FaceTime him or Skype him?
But it's so funny because every time he's on there, he's playing and gets excited and all that, right? So I think he can hear me.
Aww.
So
Do
I
you hear
can't
my
wait to
kitty
see him.
cat? Do you hear my
Yeah.
cat in the background meowing? She's
No, I didn't hear. Not this time, I didn't. Well, yeah, I can tell
shocked me
you
once.
I can tell you which cat the cats that I will hear tomorrow, that will be Raven's cats.
Are you going to be on Raven's show tomorrow?
We are having a double show tomorrow about all in the name of I'm so lucky I get to do Valentine's again.
More Valentine's Day. Yay. I'm definitely going to have to tune in for that. I love Raven. She's so much fun.
Oh my God. We have a blast while we're doing it. It's like, it's so, I always laugh because I said, no matter what topic we have, we always manage to find an alien.
Oh my God. Because you know she's going to come up with some story. Oh my God. This. Deep-rooted history of Valentine's Day.
Oh, are you crazy? Tomorrow we're going to talk about Vikings and Valentine, if it ever really existed around Viking time.
I love her. I love her Capricorn brain.
We are simply just that. She is so smart. She is so freaking smart.
I love it so much. Yeah. I really do love her. You guys are so funny together. I'm definitely going to have to set a little reminder on my phone. Let everybody know what time that's all happening. Give a little talk.
Okay, so it starts at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, because that's where I'm at. That's with my show, Oliver, and then going to move directly into her show, which is just right after. So it's 2 hours. Feel free to show up in the chat room. I think we have some competitions too, something that she came up with, which is kind of funny actually. And so I don't know what you're going to win, maybe just that you're right, but I don't know. I don't know.
Oh my God! I'm gonna have to tune in. That's gonna be hilarious.
I have to sit here and figure out what it's gonna look like tomorrow, graphic wise. So yeah.
Nice. What else is going on? Anything else you want to plug?
On 1-2 Listen Daily, and please keep up with all I'm doing at the moment over at Instagram at Wellness Beyond Intuition, because I'm literally doing something for each of everything that I'm channeling, like the Gatekeepers, the Sea of Valhalla, and I also have my Intuition Weekends where I give tips on intuition. So it's all happening over there, and it's being sort of funneled out through all the social media, right? So I'm really on it right now. So
I love it. I think I'm going to hire you to handle my social media.
Oh God,
you're like no.
I can barely keep up with it myself, you know.
I was just going to say, I know it's painstaking. I'm actually starting to make more videos and slowly get
that.
Myself
They're
back
good.
Into
it. They're so good.
Oh, I know. It's, you know, people don't realize, you know, preparing for radio and keeping up with all the social media and, you know, trying to have a life and do, you know, the readings and everything else. It can
because
be challenging.
Because
but,
it's not just sitting waiting for the phone to call to give a reading, right? I mean, there goes so much preparation into everything that we do in the back, like at the back end, right? And no one really... Well, they shouldn't know. I mean, it should look easy, right? But it is part of the job.
It could be challenging. I remember I was cleaning. I was like, this is going to be my cleaning day, you know? Mm-hmm. And I, you know, I was, you know, washing floors and vacuuming and doing all these things and scrubbing bathrooms. And I thought to myself, I could have it all. I could have it all. It's all good.
I love you. I so love you.
You know, and you know, it's like, no, I think I'm going to bring the cleaning lady back. I had a cleaning lady that was coming in once a week. And I think I'm going to bring that back. Don't you?
I had
don't
Sokol.
You,
I,
don't
had,
you
I
miss
Sokol.
Cleaning lady?
I miss Sokol so much. Yeah.
I know. I wish she could come to the U.S.
I wish she could come to Canada. She would hate it here. She'd be complaining all the time.
Oh, my God. I loved her so much. She was so sweet. Remember when she used to bring us the fruit?
Yeah, she brought everything. And then I put on music and she was literally having a ball. I mean, the music was so loud while she was running around the whole house.
I know, I'm
cleaning.
Downstairs going, Oliver, our Uber is here. You're like, hold on, Christina, I have to put on Shakira.
Exactly.
Oh my God, I loved her. She was probably one of the most amazing housekeepers. She kept that place beautiful.
She did. I loved her, seriously.
Yeah, that's
not
one of my shining things is cleaning. And I always tell David... He saw me scrubbing the tub and he was like, babe, he said, I thought you were going to hire another housekeeper. And I was like, I'm fine. I'm like, when I am in the mood to clean, do not disturb me or knock me off track.
It happens once a blue moon. So let me have this
one. It doesn't happen that often, so you really have to leave me alone when I'm in that mood, you know?
I love
it. But anyway, we are 2 minutes over. We're the last show, so it doesn't much matter. But
Serena wants to go home.
Yeah, Serena wants to get back to life, you know? So thank you, Serena, for taking care of us today and producing. And thank you to everybody who joined us in the chat room. And thank you, Oliver, so much for having this fun conversation about Valentine's Day. And whichever way that you are going to celebrate or not celebrate or be miserable or be ecstatic and be in love or, I don't know, wherever you are, just embrace the present moment and where you are. I promise that's the best thing you can do for yourself. Everybody have a wonderful rest of the week. Have a happy Valentine's Day. Oliver, I will be listening to your show tomorrow. It sounds like it's going to be amazing. I hope everybody joins you as well.
I look forward to it.
Yes. Thank you, sweetheart. Everybody have a great rest of the week. You've been listening to the Christina LaFran Show right here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world.
It's the Christina LaFran Show. Time to welcome 1-2 Radio's Long Island psychic medium, Christina LaFrance.